about STDs.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
But there's something the matter with Glasgow, for it's going round and round.
This singing Scotsman loves to put on a show, but it's showing a little too much that got him in trouble.
I mean, everybody knows something about this legend, about what does the Scotsman wear under his kilt, and I was just giving a demonstration.
82-year-old David McCracken's demonstration
McCracken,
over the weekend at the Celtic Festival in Webster. Here's the edited version of his performance, putting it all out there for about 3,000 people to see.
Turned round with my back towards the spectators' gallery, bowed down, lifted my kilt at the back and waggled my buttocks.
And the reaction?
Great deal of laughter and loud applause. But you can't please everybody.
Some people thought the lack of underwear was over the top, so told police. Now McCracken will have a court appearance to face charges of lewd and lascivious behavior.
It was a bit thoughtless, but I was just carried away with the enthusiasm of the whole business. Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth. The Don and Mike
Show. Phil McCracken.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
They're not dumb. They're stupid.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Thank you. Get it straight. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Good
Howdy.
To hear you after 9 weeks.
Hi there.
How are
you? Well, what's the deal with 9 weeks?
Besides
being a slap nuts funny movie.
Rehab.
I got fed up with D.C. and left, moved to upstate New York. I'm 25 miles from the Vermont border.
Oh. So are you dropping out?
No. I still have a job. I got a good job, actually. I made part of the relocation, part of the contingency of taking the job. So I bought 5 acres on a lake with a doctor and said goodbye to Northern Virginia.
Are you in a witness relocation program? Or?
You know, you'd think so. I'm the only black guy up here.
You're
really?
Black? You're black?
Hang up. Oh, yeah.
We're not going to hang up,
How
Rob.
How come your little antennae didn't go up?
Yeah, Rob, what's wrong with you?
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
You're the only black person up there. How are you being received?
Well, you know, my wife, who's white, grew up about 3 miles
hang
away
up
from
on
where
it.
We are.
Oh, thank
Rob,
you.
Rob is furious.
Rob's prime directive. Rob too much.
Yeah. He's very angry right now.
Is everybody in Vermont coming up and asking if you're Michael Vick?
Well, I'm not quite in Vermont. I'm 25 miles
Everybody
away.
Everybody asking if you're Shaq, just because they don't see any blacks at all.
That's, you know, if you're in an area that's, like, exclusively white and you're a black man, you can pretend you're a celebrity.
Right.
Well, it's funny because I'm out where it starts to get nice, but if you go into where it's not so nice, it's all white trash. So when I'm going in and
just
out
a bunch of white trash
for a newspaper, they look at me.
But you say you're the only brother up there?
Pretty much.
Then it will be easy to find him.
Oh, God, Rob.
That reminds me when Bart was a little boy. I don't know what movie it was, but it was an Eddie Murphy movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved it. And he watched it a million times. And whenever we would go out and he would see a black man, he would say, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Huh. I mean, you know, it could be Tony Diggs. And he
right.
would go, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy because he's black.
Well, the story gets better.
How can it get better than you being the only black man in Vermont?
I play ice hockey.
You're a hockey player?
Yeah, I grew up playing high school, played in college.
You fit right in. You're the second black guy I know that plays, personally, that I know, well, I don't know you that well, but that plays hockey.
I heard you used to play.
You're an insult to your race, sir.
You know.
You get out of here.
Get out of here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Rock legend Debbie Harry has passed at the age of 62. Breaking news, Buzz.
I'll check on it.
Oh, that's a shame.
Wait a minute.
I don't know about that. Let's see.
Wait a minute. That would be a significant one. That would be a trifecta also.
That she was just in the on the internet today. She said her beauty regimen includes injecting sheep cells into her skin.
Yeah. And that's the latest news on her. There's nothing else.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Someone just dicking around with Buzz.
She's making it up.
All right, you sure about that, Buzz?
You know, we all have that moment of uneasiness
sure.
when we're in here where we're kind of leaning towards, well, whatever. It could be true.
It could, but thank
Debbie.
God we still have her.
It's mm-hmm. Debbie. I'd be the first to know.
Here's the only thing that I think would be bad if Debbie Harry died.
Uh-huh.
Radio stations would probably start playing for a couple more days. The tide is high.
And call me.
Right. I don't mind Call Me. Here's the ones that I don't like. The tide is high. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That convention we went to, did you meet her?
Yeah.
You were there with me, right?
And we also, we interviewed her when we interviewed Frank Gifford at the Meadowlands that day.
Yeah, we did. Those were the two.
Don't you remember?
Frank Gifford and Deborah Harry. We didn't interview her when we were at the DJ convention, though. She was in the CBS Records suite.
And the other one that I don't like is that thing. They got the man from Mars coming down from Mars, going to eat your head, going to knock you dead.
Rapture.
Yuck.
Rapture.
Well,
One Way or Another, do you like?
Yes. Yeah, there are a lot of songs by Blondie I do like.
Mm-hmm. I just realized when I said Rapture, I sounded like Andy Dick doing that drug song that he does.
Getting high.
And what's wrong with that? With sounding like Andy Dick.
Andy. Oh, it's nothing's wrong with sounding like Andy Dick.
Matthew Pollock, please come to the studio.
Matt the Pole.
Now, he is, unlike John, who really is on my S list,
mm-hmm.
Matt really has never really been on the S list.
Exactly.
He had to learn himself a lesson yesterday.
He did. He suffered his punishment yesterday.
He was getting a little lippy, a little full of himself.
Here he comes now. Slicky boy Matt coming into the studio.
But I begrudgingly must give you your props. You went out there for 3 hours in 90-degree weather wearing your beef-eater suit. You didn't say a goddamn word. People were walking up to you, virtually spitting in your face.
Hassled all day long. Were you tremendously hassled out there?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst thing a guy said to you?
You know, it wasn't the words as bad as the guy that put his fingers in a special place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh that. God. And put him in front of your nose, right?
He's the guy so that, bad.
Really?
Yeah. And I almost got beat up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the three guys that were out there started talking trash to these Mexicans that were, like, fixing the Barnes & Noble or something. I just started blaming it all on me, saying all these terrible things. The guy starts walking over with a big pipe in his hand and was like, "What was that, buddy? You got a problem?"
Talking to you like in your beef eater outfit?
Yeah.
So that would be like the most hassle that you got.
If you had gotten beaten, that would have put you in the intern hall of fame.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Seriously.
I
stared at him very hard.
Did you? But you didn't speak to him? You didn't speak. So they got you involved in a fight with a bunch of Mexican guys.
Yeah.
Really?
Our listeners are great, aren't they?
They're the best.
Well, Matt, you made it through that. So all you got to do is just tone down the attitude a little bit around here, and you'll be cool. You're a good intern. Who knows? By the end of the week, you might be producer. So just hang around. What we do want to do, though, is call your mom.
All right. Yeah.
Welcome to Paula time.
Paula.
Your mom is named Paula, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to call her and just find out if you were breastfed, and if you were dropped on your head.
It's what it was like raising you. And, you know, hopefully, if we're really lucky, every mom has one of those secret stories about their kid.
And hopefully we'll also get some tips on handling you.
Yes.
Yeah, good luck.
Your mom expecting the call?
Or yeah, I called her a little while ago. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Very good.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Goldstein.
Yes.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. How are you, ma'am?
I'm doing fine.
We appreciate you. May we call you Paula?
Yes, you may.
Paula, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Okay.
And as you know, we have your young son, Matt, that is an intern on our show.
Now, yes. Ma'am, please take no offense. I'm sure you've come to the same conclusion we have. We've known him a short time. We find him to be absolutely useless. You've known him his whole life. How do you find him?
The same. He's very charming, though.
Yes, he is charmingly useless. That is true.
Then here's where we have to ask the question.
Okay.
And I'm asking you this. I'm not his dad. I'm like a bad stepdad to him. Not bad touch, but like bad with my words.
And I would be like the drunken uncle.
Yes,
I really would. I would really you know, vacillate from being you know, friendly and welcoming to hostile and just really full of rage.
Now here's the thing about your beautiful baby boy. We cannot figure out the correct way to discipline him,
to handle him,
because he's just slimy. He's smarmy. He's full of himself.
And we sense also, Paula, and I'm sure that you've sensed this.
Welcome to Paula time.
We sense also a little sneakiness there. And, you know, nobody really knows how to deal with the sneakiness of their kid.
Was he a juvie?
Was he in juvenile detention at any time?
Excuse me?
Juvenile detention. Was he a juvie?
No, he was not a juvie.
Did he ever shoplift?
No, but he was always a handful.
Okay. We're going to ask you just a series of questions. Answer the ones that you can. You know, if there's any pending legal action that might prohibit you from answering these questions, you can feel, you know, really, I think the best way to say that would be to take the fifth. But I'm curious as to whether, did he ever have any experiences where he tortured or killed small animals?
No, not that I know of.
All right.
How do you feel about him moving back in with you?
Mixed feelings.
Yes.
You can be honest, Mom. Don't worry
I'm very
about
honest. Mm-hmm. I'm going to enjoy his company at times.
Yeah, she says that now, but she almost threw me out last night.
Really? Why did she throw you out last night?
Why?
Well, I had about 3.5 hours of being quiet here, so I went home and wouldn't shut up.
Wouldn't shut up.
Okay. And what do we do about that, Paula? When your boy just won't shut up?
Yeah, there you go. That's a good. How do you handle that, Paula?
Basically, I just walk out of the room.
He just won't stop. Now, see, I'm trying to modify this for us. We can't walk out of the room, but we can throw him out of the room.
Right. Is there anything embarrassing from his childhood that we could bring up to throw in his face at the moments when violence just won't do?
No, I can't think of anything. You just kind of give him a knock on the top of the head. That sometimes works.
Hold on.
You have authorized corporal punishment here at the studio.
Is it all right with you if we hit him?
Yeah, slightly.
Slight hitting is, that's good. If that's all we can get, that's fantastic.
Like with a ruler? Could we hit him like a nun with a ruler?
Yeah, as long as it's not a big ruler.
All right.
A 12-inch ruler.
Yeah, 12-inch solid mahogany ruler with nails in it.
That's got that nice piece of metal on the side of it.
Yes. And we'll hold it sideways. What about his youth as he was growing up? Illnesses. I'm curious about illnesses. How did he handle illness? How did he handle when he would be home from school? And did he strikes me as the kind of individual that perhaps had a lot of unexcused absences from school.
No, a lot of excused absences. He would have lots of accidents where he would break bones and
really?
Things like that. Yes.
Oh, fragile. Could you elaborate on that at all?
Hey, look what we got. We got us a good old 12-inch ruler.
Look at that. There's the mat. That'll be the mat ruler.
You said you hit it right on his head, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Don's going over there right now.
All right.
He sees it. Oh, God. He just hit him on the head with the ruler.
That was fun.
I love that.
Is it working?
He broke a lot of bones. Tell us about some of the bone breakage.
Well, let's see. He jumped off.
And before you do that, I don't mean to interrupt you, Paula. May I see the ruler?
You want the ruler? There
it's just a little tap with a ruler. It doesn't have to be on the
head
necessarily.
Welcome to Paula time.
That's right. Why I'd kind of like you to explain where the bone breaks were.
Well, shoulder.
Shoulder, hold on. Shoulder. Uh-huh. Where else, Paula?
His wrist.
His wrist. It's fun hitting your son with a ruler.
And he's so resigned to it that he just immediately presents the wrist that was broken. That's what I almost said that's what I like about him.
Now, Paula, here's a serious question. Why is your son so disrespectful towards women?
Excellent question.
Why does your son have no respect at all for women?
That I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Can't answer that one.
Okay. All right. So that's a mystery. That's one of
total
the...
total mystery to
it's
me,
not just
too.
Women. It's all encompassing disrespect.
Did he tell you about his STD?
There are some things I don't need to know.
That's right. A need-to-know basis. How about little Maddie? Little Maddie and some of the things he likes. What are some of his baby things? Like foods and things to do? What are his likes and dislikes?
Favorite
I want to get a better bit. Toys. Did he have a particular toy? Did he have a blankie or anything
Barbie.
Like that?
Teddy bear.
No, he never had anything like
that's
that.
That's not true at all.
He was a very normal little kid. Who would know?
I had Lemon Bear.
You had Lemon Bear. That's true. He had a little stuffed bear that he liked.
Oh, is that a little gay character?
The big yellow bear that he called Lemon Bear.
Lemon Bear. Right. Lemon Bear. How about playing with the other kids? Did he play well with others?
Yes. In fact, that's all he liked to do was play.
Huh. Oh, he liked to play.
Did you ever notice, ma'am, you would come home and there would be $1, $2 missing from your purse and maybe change would be missing from the drawer?
No, he wasn't that kind of thief.
Oh, hold on. He's nodding his head, though.
But not like that.
What kind of thief was he?
What would he steal?
No, he didn't really steal things, but he was...
What did he borrow, ma'am?
He was okay.
Matt, what did you steal?
I stole money.
You stole money?
You stole money from your mother?
Yeah, I borrowed it.
You borrowed it? Did you always return it?
Well...
Say always.
Not always. What is the biggest, and Paula, now really, this, I know I know what you're doing, and it's motherly instinct, and you're protecting your son, and I respect that, but I have to tell you, what is the worst thing, the biggest trouble that he ever got in? the biggest trouble that he ever got in? What was it?
The biggest trouble was when he had marijuana in his car on Fairfax County Public School grounds.
Standing up. Standing up for Paula, ladies and gentlemen. Standing over there, Paula, you're a good woman.
You're a good woman. On school property.
Oh, right. On school property. And not only, that involved the school disciplining him as well as at home, huh?
Oh, yes.
Look at that. Look at him right now. Paula, that's the first thing ever that I believe has knocked him down.
He has been humbled, Paula.
He has been totally, totally humbled.
Thank you. Okay.
Is he as big a disappointment to you as he is to us, though?
Oh, yes, he is.
He is. All right. We're going to keep him around for a while.
Yeah, maybe a couple more days.
But as long as we have your permission to hit him with a ruler, I think we'll be okay.
Okay. If it works, let me know.
Thank you, Paula. Okay.
Nice talking to you, Paula.
Thanks,
Paula.
Welcome to Paula time.
Bye, Mrs. Goldstein.
You know,
I expect dinner to be hot and ready when I get there.
Dinner to be hot and red. There he goes.
Now, Mike, hit him. Hit him seriously.
All right.
Ouch.
Come over here. Let me hit you, too.
All right.
Come here.
All right. That dinner hot and ready. Don't speak to your mother like that.
He said he wanted to have dinner hot and ready.
Gonna sting.
And he laughs when we hit him.
I smack him in the head with that.
And he laughs hysterically. He loves it. Well, this was wonderful, Paula.
When he was growing up, did you ever think that he might be partially retarded? Not all the way.
Not all the way. Just maybe.
Just
you know.
Partially no, but we always knew he was special.
Oh, well, you're terrific, Paula.
Hey, Paula, how long are you going to let him live with you? You can't let this be open-ended, Paula.
No, he's going to earn his way and move out quick.
Okay, now, if you have a problem with that, I know people that can move him for you.
Oh,
like
perfect.
If he's really lingering. You know, I got a couple of 300, 400-pounders that can show up on your doorstep and move him out of the house easily.
Carry him away.
Don mentioned he had a couch I could stay on for a while.
No, Paula, this is – shut up, you. This is very important. How old are you, stupid?
23.
My son is 22, and Paula, here's what you got to do. You got to tell him when they leave at 18, next step, the curb. I urge you. I know you love him, but all you are doing is being an enabler by allowing him into your home because – my God, he sits here all day. He plays video games. He looks at stroke magazines.
Yep.
He could be out flipping burgers, making a decent wage.
Well, let's put it on him for a change, okay? We've got Paula here. Give your mother a date. Let's get a date, a reasonable date for you to vamoose the premises so that your mom, can go on with her life. She has already completed her job. Yes. She has raised you. You know, you are 23. It is time for you. Yes, right. Rob.
It should be mentioned that even a few weeks ago when he was living away, that his parents were paying his rent. Yes.
Ah, okay. That's so really, when are you gonna stand on those own 2 feet there, Matt?
Come on, it's August 1st.
It's August 1st now, beginning of the month. Perfect time to set a timetable.
You know what that means.
Well, I'm expecting to get a job shortly, and then I'm going to save all the money and move out as soon as possible. So,
shortly and soon.
As soon as these guys start paying me.
Paula, this is called B&S. Because
January?
We will never pay your son a dime.
January.
January.
Unacceptable.
That's unreasonable.
No. By the time he leaves here, that date will be, I guarantee you, Halloween. He will be out by Halloween.
It'll be my gold Labor Day.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Good to me.
Right. Certainly before Hanukkah.
Before Hanukkah. Yep,
okay.
Before Hanukkah. Right. Rob says before Hanukkah. I say Halloween. Don says Labor Day.
Day.
All right, we'll try to whip him into shape.
All right, Paula. Nice talking to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Paula.
Bye-bye.
I think she
must
did
have
fine.
Hurt. It must have hurt a lot when you came out.
Man.
A nice lady.
Still is.
How nice was she? Seriously.
All right.
She's great.
You bastard.
I know.
Who does she look like?
She looks like, I forgot her name. I just looked it up. Dr. Melfi from The Sopranos.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes,
all right.
Lorraine Brockett. Nice. Exactly.
Okay. Your mom got nice cans?
Wonderful.
Oh, see, that's where, you know what? You're not supposed to say that.
What am I supposed to say?
No, you're supposed to say that's not appropriate.
You'll be the judge.
Yeah, that's my.
It's not appropriate.
Or you're supposed to say that's, you got so much to learn.
Could you get me a picture of your mom's boobs?
Wow.
How big are they?
What are you doing?
I don't know. That's not appropriate.
Picture of her
God.
Boobs. What are you doing?
Trying to get off.
What are you doing?
I love a sexy older woman.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to work with him. You know, if you did that to me that when I was at a, I would have been the fiery Irishman, you know getting my dandruff. Look at him. God.
Smiling.
You disgust me.
What do you think her bra size is, your mom? Just guess. I'm not doing a sexual thing. Just guess.
C.
Put a number in front of it.
I have no idea. I don't know.
God, you know what? And I got to tell you, looking at you, I remember when I was your age, and I'm thinking when Don and I would discuss our mother's bras, it was discussed as though we were reviewing horror movies.
Oh, my God, because our mothers had these things that had 18 clasps on the back of them. They were like the chicken Young Frankenstein. They were
it looked like a Madonna concert on acid.
Yeah, our mothers would take these things off, and they would have the smell of Ace bandage to them.
Now, we never...
We have never discussed smell.
We haven't, have we? We have not.
Perhaps you said too much.
We have never discussed. Methinks we've gone into another area.
Oh, Mike, it's bus time. It's time for us to catch that happy bus.
Yes, yes. Run over us now.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.